Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy god sister.
Hey, Kimberly here. Welcome and welcome back. This is episode 10. This is the end of the first season. I'm so excited. Thanks for rocking with me, you guys. I hope you enjoy this episode. So let's get into it. Hey, hey, this is episode 10. I don't just get on the mic and talk. I actually plan for this, but to be at episode 10 too, it's a pretty big deal for me. I've also reached some folks I didn't think I would, which has been pretty interesting. I have, and I still struggle with putting myself out there, even doing this podcast, because I'm a pretty to myself person. But I've enjoyed connecting with a variety of people and not connecting with others, to be honest. But it's time. Get dressed for where you are going and do not stay dressed for where you are. There's really no shame in starting over. I saw Adam Grant say something like, it's better to lose 2 to 3 years starting over than to lose 20 years staying where you are. Starting over is not that bad. And despite whatever ground you've covered, not all soil bears good fruit. My being a plant lady is coming out, but if you have nutrient deficient soil, your plants will probably die. So no matter how big the plant is or how long you've had it, if there's nothing to foster growth in the soil, the plant is going to go kaput. But starting over where the soil is fertile and you can fertilize it, well, it's more than well worth it. In the last episode, I said you had the chance to rebuild the shell that you may have become. And sometimes you aren't a shell, but that doesn't stop you from rebuilding. Maybe you've become bitter or anxious or too dependent on something. You can change it now, not next January, right now. That's a part of starting over because every day the price goes up. There are so many aspects of your life that you have a chance to regain, be it a career, friendships, making a better life for yourself, or if you have children and a spouse, for them as well. It's really important to be willing to be a student. Pretty much all the time. At some point, you will master a skill, but being a student loans you to being flexible and relevant. There'll always be someone who has a different perspective or who knows a little bit more than you, and you're gonna need to be able to learn from them. If you put yourself in a position too early to say, well, I'm a master, I know everything, you'll eventually become an old relic too. So let's go through some journaling and some affirmations together and start to plan out this restart. I'll even share some of my stuff in my journal with you guys. Shifts don't always have to just be physical. They can be mental as well. Deciding to shift your mindset can be your motivation to change some or an entire aspect of your life. Say this with me. I am not a tree. I do not have to stay here. And I want you to explore this in your mind and make some notes in your journal. What do you want to change that doesn't depend on another person changing? Your healing isn't dependent on the healing of someone else. Also, let's muse over this. I said it's time to get dressed for where you are going and not where you are. As in, what mindsets and layers do you need to take off in order to get where you want to go? And I don't mean like a hookup, if so-and-so gets me this job, if so-and-so gets me in. What attitude and traits should you work on? You don't need to alert the masses, ask for permission, or anything else to start to immediately be a better version of you. You need to only decide and figure out what are the most practical steps. Andre DeShields is a well-known American Broadway actor, and here's his powerful life advice he gave when winning an award.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, So keep climbing.
You know you have the right people around you when they are excited for your growth. Those people will hold you accountable without throwing the past in your face. Also, be ready for fallout and don't get mad about it when it happens either. Some people only benefited from the most unhealed version of you in the moment that you want to be a better person. They can't handle it, aka they are not a part of this chapter. Repeat with me. A healthy mind, body, soul, and emotions are what I'm striving for daily. No one leaves my life without someone more aligned entering. Okay, so my disclaimer here is watch the ego. We all have different struggles, remember? People may and have the right to pull away when life gets hard. That doesn't mean they aren't a part of your life or should not be welcomed back. You may even have to grow separately for a bit. But there are people who leave and it feels like death, but they cannot be around for where you are going. And there is always someone or several ones who are better aligned for you. Repeat this with me. I do not have to live in the past of who I was because it's the last version of me that someone knew. I have grown up and will continue to grow up. I can only try to grow into a better person than I was. I will not entertain those who refuse to let me become a new person. You don't have to apologize for your past behavior, but you may have to apologize for your past behavior. Let me explain. There comes a point when you are no longer who you were. You may not need or be able to explain why you did the things you did at one point, but to move forward with people, you may need to apologize for your behavior in the past. I'll admit, I was nervous about putting this kind of section in and having this bit of the conversation because a narcissist could use this line of thought to try and gaslight the crap out of someone and continue to remain unaccountable. And that's not the goal or at all what I'm referring to here. I was an asshole between 18 and 25. Now I'm a Sour Patch Kid. And if you ask my friends, I'm significantly less reckless at the mouth than I once was. I couldn't tell you why anymore. I can't even spend that much time thinking about it. But it doesn't mean I haven't encountered people that I used to interact with that I know I acted in the wrong way towards. Just apologize. You all don't have to be friends, but you do have to be accountable. And it means a lot to other people, and you know it would mean a lot to you as well. Pour into someone else's cup when you can. There was a person that I was just a real a-hole to. Really don't know why. Maybe it was hormones. Maybe it was that particular day. Years later, when I had to interact with this person again, I couldn't stop thinking about how rude I was. So this person said nothing. They went on as though nothing happened. I stopped and I apologized because I know that I was rude. And I know that if I'm thinking about it, they have to be thinking about it. Ultimately, we were able to get along. We're able to have cordial conversations. I'm not saying I said it to make myself feel better, but I thought it was important that that person knew, be it years later, this was not right. You deserved better. I can't tell you specifically what was wrong. I can't give you some detailed explanation, and it's not an excuse, but it is me growing up and being able to look at myself and say this was not right. I will say, though, coming from abuse, there's nothing my ex could say that I would believe, mostly because it's a part of his personality disorder to hover, lie, love bomb, gaslight, and then denigrate somebody. So when I say apologize and such, please use discretion and discernment. Some doors need to stay nailed shut. You aren't starting on a blank canvas. You are starting on a new page. That cliche but true phrase, you are starting off with a better understanding based on what happened before, it's true. You're starting from experience. You know what doesn't work, and you can make plans and then keep changing them until you figure out what does work. I just want to note, sometimes we're incredibly selfish and we decide, well, this works for me, this works for me, this works for me. But you have to really consider who is around you and how much do you want that person around you. Sometimes what works for you doesn't work for other people because it doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying your life is supposed to be crafted around other people, but there are instances, and generally, we all need each other. We connect to each other for a reason. No man is an island. If you're working with someone, if you're intent on having a friendship with someone, just because something works for you doesn't mean it works for that person. And it is important for you to really consider someone else sometimes. That's what I mean about changing your plans until you can find something that works. Compromise is a thing and it doesn't make you any less authentic, but it can increase your happiness when the people around you are the people important to you, or those lifetime people can also function pretty well. Whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on everything that has gone wrong, then it will keep going wrong. If you focus on trying to do better, eventually you'll do better. Repeat this with me. Despite whatever mistakes I make, picking up new habits, I can always pick up where I left off. And failure at one point in your life sets you up for success at another point in your life. Repeat with me. Failure once doesn't mean failure always. Starting over is and can be heavy, full of uncertainty and insecurity. It can be bittersweet. It can leave you thinking about what has happened in the past. Maybe you're a bit fearful that you can't actually do it, that there's an anchor around your neck, that when people who knew a version of you that either you're not proud of or was just their survival version or unmature version will scoff and laugh and make comments, and you'll have to deal with it. Although you know the changes that have taken place internally. Starting over is heavy, and no matter how much momentum and motivation you have, there will be days where you just feel like a fraud. You're not a fraud, though. You may feel like you want to run back to where you were or you deserve to be where you were, but the only way is through. It means trusting a process you don't even fully understand sometimes. I mean, looking crazy or feeling like you are disappointing others, like your parents, maybe even a spouse in this case, or your friends, turning down things you once would have run to, turning down jobs in an industry that tore you apart or was a part of your downfall or a part of why you're here trying to figure out how to start over, or because it doesn't fulfill what you were really aiming for. Repeat with me. I can't go back. Going back compromises everything I've been through. I can only go forward. And to be honest, when you're facing starting over, there's likely been some hit to your self-confidence, be it a career change, for example, which means leaving behind money, titles, levels in hierarchy, the stress, the gaslighting, the disrespect, the games, and the pretending to like others in your proximity as well. I had to ask one of my friends the other day when we were talking, what is a bag really worth? Go where you are celebrated, not where you hope for the good, where you're wanted, because things will only get better. Start with envisioning success and come up with some affirmations to repeat. I'm compiling all the affirmations we've gone through this season, so you can also stay tuned and you'll be able to get your hands on those too. When I decided to switch from accounting and finance to interior design, I immediately, after making the decision, read an article about a designer who made it similar. Well, basically, she made the same exact decision in her life at the same exact age I was when I decided. I felt like I was reading an article about myself from the future. You may not find someone who has walked a similar path that you are heading down. So get that journal out and build what you think the path could be like. And then do research and learn about what it will be like. Keep notes as you go. Make corrections to your original entry. Keep the vision current. The endpoint doesn't have to change, even if your steps change a little bit. And I will say for any of my ADHD people, y'all knew this was coming. Pick something that you're passionate about. My first degree was something incredibly practical. The second degree that I'm going for is definitely more passion. It's definitely able to keep my attention longer. Things like that are important when you decide where it is that you want to go. And then affirmations, they're not fluff. It's not some woo-woo thing to do. It is fostering positive self-talk. You have to change the sound of the voice in your head, and affirmations are a great way to do it. Small wins. Don't despise small beginnings. Keep a list of the small wins you make and have during this start over period. I'll even share part of my list with you. So on my list, I attempted YouTube. I decided on a career that actually makes me happy thinking about it, that I have a good time working on right now, and working on the smaller and back skills that I will need to succeed means starting at zero, but I can focus and honestly, I enjoy it. I started a podcast. I joined the choir. I traveled. I tried making new friends. I got back at least 3 friends that I couldn't have imagined or known where to start on rebuilding those friendships. I talk to myself differently. My PTSD and anxiety are better managed. I still have to work with them and they aren't gone, but I'm not hiding in the dark every day anymore. I overcame thinking I wasn't smart enough for grad school, and I applied. I stopped talking to myself negatively about it. I stopped thinking about how I barely got through my bachelor's or how aggravated I found high school to be, especially once I realized I was doing something that I really like to do. When I realized that I can find a way to be successful by looking at how was it so difficult to get through undergrad? What was difficult about getting through undergrad? How can I correct that in this program? Where can I look for help? Aside from getting a mentor, what executive training or functioning support could I get to make it easier? Not easier, but make me more successful and have the real support that I need to succeed. Now, this may sound huge, or it could sound really small and trivial, depending on where you are in life, but this list helps me to keep going and to keep striving. So make a list. Maybe the only thing on your list will be you just realized the source of your issues. Put that on the list, because that realization means you can encourage yourself back to full mental and emotional health. You have a better understanding of what you've been doing and why you've been doing it. It helps you take 5 or 10 seconds before you respond and think about what's really happening versus what you think is happening. And then I think you should know, you aren't the only person starting over this month, this week, this day, tomorrow, or any time in the future. You are in good company. Winners never quit, but smart people know when to quit and try something else. You are not the only person in this position. Unique circumstances or not. Ask any entrepreneur and you'll find they've tried multiple things. They have revised their original plans. They have launched something, discontinued something else, and tried another thing. They have struggled while their clients have found success. You aren't alone. You are unique, but in terms of starting over, you aren't special, but you can be inspirational. Basically, your ability to succeed in seeking the best life you can have lies in your actions. Look at Richard Branson. Study the failures and successes of others. How you accomplish one thing is how you accomplish everything. So make sure you look at your actions and try to pick the wisest ones. You're asking yourself, am I too late? There is no other you attempting to do what you are doing. There are other people doing what you're doing, but there is no you doing it. I thought I was too late to start a podcast. Then I heard Sam Sanders on NPR say he calls this period one of Black abundance when it comes to media. That made me feel better. I'm not late. I'm probably right on time. I'm in the midst of something of abundance where it can be found in anywhere that you're looking for it. And there's a place for my voice in abundance. There is no you doing it until you do it. And the spark that you bring can change the very industry that you're aiming for in a large or a small way. Think, was it too late for Fenty Beauty, or did that line make a huge impact on the makeup world? Did it make a huge impact on how Black-owned makeup brands were viewed and their availability? The Lip Bar, run by Melissa Butler, it was shot down on Shark Tank, and now the Lip Bar is in Target's all throughout the country. Same for Colored Rain, Juvia's Place, and Mentic Cosmetics. They may have come after Lancome and some of the other giants, but their impact has been nothing short of integral. They have forced companies who did not have wide shade ranges to step their game up, and they're taking over a huge share of the market. I know myself, I've switched over to all Black-owned makeup brands. I don't think I even have anything traditional that I once had before. We all wish that we had started earlier. I wish I would have graduated earlier, undergrad. I wish I would have decided that I wanted to be an interior designer earlier. I can wish all I want, but I have this question for you. What if you're starting right on time? All right, y'all, that's our podcast for today. Guys, I'm so geeked about this being the 10th episode. You have no idea. I know there are people on 652 and there are other people on 35 and someone else is at 100. And I'm sitting here geeked about 10. But 10 when you're not sure that you're actually going to get to 10 from when you start the first episode, from being nervous about the sound of my own voice and how I sound and what I'm talking about. I'm so geeked that this is the 10th episode. So whether you've been listening week by week, whether you're a binge listener, whether you're just finding this and you're like, who is this girl? But I actually kind of like listening to her a little bit. I'm so excited. I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for rocking with me. I really, really appreciate it. I would do shout outs, but I feel like I'll wait till I get to like episode 25. But for everybody, my producer, my friends, people who have reached out, some of the friends I've gotten back, some of the friends who never left. Thank you so much, you guys. Y'all have put so much into this with me, be it listening or just being a cheerleader. And I truly, truly appreciate that. So just some admin stuff. I swear to God, I hate admin stuff, but just some admin stuff for us as a little tribe. This is the end of season one. I will be back in 3 weeks with season two. You won't just have to listen to my voice anymore. I will have some guests. We will talk about some other more positive and uplifting things. I have a whole schedule planned out, so I'm really excited to bring that to you guys. I have some other things planned that I'm really excited to bring to you guys. But make sure you take time, go through your journal, repeat your affirmations. I have something coming for you, so you don't have to go back through every episode and write down every single thing I said. I will make it available to you to make it a lot easier. And I just want you guys to do the work. I learned a lot about doing the work in these last going on 11 months since a lot of things in my life changed. I hope that I have been of some level of support and just a backup. I felt like I had that backup, and I know that there are people who don't. I know there have been times when my mom went on a business trip and my friends were all busy with their kids, and I sat and thought, if no one had made any time prior to this, 5 hours I have to be here by myself, I wouldn't have made it. So I hope that I have or can be that to someone else. I hope that I hope a lot of things. We're not going to just go into the I hope, because I will start rambling in a second. Check me out on Instagram. I'll be posting over there. I'll definitely make an announcement when I'm back. Let me know how you're doing. What are you thinking? Does this help? Is there anything that you want to hear about? Is there something that you want me to expand upon? Is there something that you've watched a family member struggle with that you don't quite understand and you're hoping you can get a little bit more understanding? Reach out, let me know. For right now, we're using Instagram, but soon I'll have an email box. You can just drop in, let me know your thoughts. That way you can do it more anonymously if you'd like, without me knowing exactly who you are. That's also an option as well. Have a good weekend. Have a good 3 weeks. I'll see you when I get back. I'm excited to see you guys soon. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. You guys are always in my thoughts. And I just want to remind you of one really important thing. You're loved. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, in the next 5 minutes, when you make a mistake, when you accomplish something, when you fail, when you don't get accepted into something that you really want to be accepted into, when you do get accepted into something when you really want to, when you hide in the dark and when it's quiet, when you're out in the open and you bask in the sunlight, you are loved. You are so loved.